What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we are still watching the news talk about this tragic shooting out in Thousand Oaks, California at this bar. Apparently, it was college night and they had a bunch of students there. And so this former Marine, known to be suffering PTSD, walked into this bar with a 45 caliber Glock, with apparently a modified extended magazine, and just started picking people off. And it really is a horrible thing. But there's a point to be made here. California has some of the strictest gun laws in the country. They have a process that you have to go through to get a permit for a gun, which includes looking for negative indicators. And clearly it failed. So instead of this continuing focus on the tools used in these tragic shootings, I think it's time we start looking at the causes. Now, the TV news is saying they don't know the motive. They're still looking for a motive. I suspect the guy, because of his PTSD, was on prescription psychiatric medication. He had an adverse reaction. It is time to start looking at that connection. Because I think that there has been a significant rise in violence of all kind, not just gun violence, but domestic violence, road rage, with the saturation of our culture with these dangerous medications. And as I said earlier, they're now admitting that these medications can lead to violent acts and suicide. So stop going after the guns. And let's find out what is driving people crazy. Because if they're saying they can't find a motive for this guy, it means his brain got fried on the medications. Okay, now do you remember Cesar Sayoc? He was the guy who has been arrested for mailing these PVC hoax pipe bombs to various Democrats so the Democrats could start screaming, oh, we're the victims now. We're the victims. It's the Republicans who are violent. And it's the Republicans who are dangerous, which nobody was listening to anyway. But apparently up in New York, documents have been filed in the federal court revealed that the FBI agent working this case cannot describe the so-called energetic material that the pipes were filled with, meaning there's no actual evidence that any of these so-called bombs actually contained explosives. Now, we know from one of the earliest reports to come on out that the pipes were filled with sulfur. Now, sulfur will burn slowly. It's used, for example, in matches, but it's not an explosive. It won't detonate. This was all a hoax. It was a PR hoax. And they're going to send this guy off to some club fed where he's not going to have to worry about being homeless anymore. But it was a PR stunt. Okay, let's talk about the conflict zones. There are certainly enough of them. As you know, there is this gigantic military exercise over in Norway. And apparently they've already had a whoopsie. One of its warships collided with a tanker in a fjord. And if you click on that story, there's actually a video of this ship. It looks like a Ticonderoga class. I'm sorry, Arleigh Burke, just heeling over from the collision. and they had to basically evacuate the entire crew from the warship. Apparently, 8 people were injured, and the warship had been returning from the NATO military exercises. The tanker, the Sola TS, was slightly damaged, but did not spill any oil. Okay, let's take another phone call. Peter in Dallas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Michael, I used to work in an alternative school. I dealt with a lot of troubled kids. And basically, my conclusion was kids who didn't grow up with a caring adult in their lives were pretty much shot. It's pretty tough to become a caring human being unless you were cared for as you grew up. I just want to make a suggestion to everyone, I think if you want to just become aware of how important mothers are or parents are to communicating or continuing the civilization on to the next generation. They teach children how to be caring individuals, and without that, civilization comes to an end. So whenever I see a mother, more and more, I thank her for taking on the job, and I let her know how important it is for me to have her kids around when I get old and, you know, need somebody to take care of me in the nursing home, and that it's been someone who's been raised as a caring individual. So I just encourage everyone as something to do to help the civilization to stay together, to thank mothers for taking on the job, or parents for that matter for taking on the job.
Oh, okay. What is the context for this discussion? Okay.
The context is, we're always talking about a civilization that's going downhill. And what can you do about it? You can just thank mothers and parents for taking on that job. It's something you can do. I know you're probably talking about something else right now, but I don't know when is the right time to bring this matter up. I'm sure you're talking about, something else.
Okay, well, basically, one of the downsides we had of the feminist revolution of the 1990s was that women were not just told it was okay to leave the home and go work. It became a societal priority. And women who wanted to stay at home and be mothers and be housewives were denigrated and insulted and looked down on. And so we have, in fact, had a generation that was raised where their parents are the TV set and pop culture stars. And it's definitely had a negative effect. But in the context of the California shooting, we're definitely seeing indications these medications are causing serious problems. And because pharmaceutical companies have well-paid lobbyists, this issue is not being looked at. Congress actually did look. They had hearings onto the link between prescription antidepressants and acts of violence. But in the end, they didn't do anything. That's how dominated by money our Congress has become.
My experience at the alternative school was the difference between a healthy kid and one that's broken is whether or not there was a caring adult in his life. Big difference. You recognize that right off the bat. So, I agree with you in the prescription drug thing is, but I think we really need to celebrate parents, celebrate mothers, celebrate fathers who are doing a great job. And we need to make sure that, society starts to put that institution celebrate it and praise it. And
well, we have Mother's Day and we have Father's Day and, the family holidays. But again, we've always had mothers, we've always had fathers, we've had young people who were raised with complete homes that did okay, some didn't do okay. We've had people who were raised in broken homes and some did okay and some didn't do okay. But again, with the exploding violence that seemingly makes no sense at all over the last several years, I do think we need to look at another direction. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. and get on back here to the news. I think there's an issue. I think it needs to be looked at. And again, getting on back here to the Thousand Oaks shooters, apparently there was an interaction between this shooter, David Long, and apparently back in April, he had an interaction with the police following a domestic incident with his mother at the home, and the police didn't feel he warranted a psych hold. So that whole system basically just failed. And what are the Democrats going to do? Oh, we got to take the guns away from all Americans. Let's take the guns are bad. It's all the fault of the guns. Okay, let's see. I got that one. Okay, so we're talking about the conflict zones. We're talking about what's going on over with this huge Cold War exercise on Norwegian soil. And apparently, it's causing a lot of problems for the people who live there. And apparently, there have been over 400 complaints filed with the Norwegian Armed Forces during this Joint Trident 2018. And apparently, the issues are land damaged by tracks and piles of human excrement, foreign soldiers relieving themselves near kindergarten schools and sports facilities. Now, that strikes me as very strange, not to mention unsanitary. When I was in the Boy Scouts, one of the first things we learned how to do on a camp out was how to construct a latrine so that when you moved on, there would be no trace left. Because you dig this trench, you do what you're going to do while you're camped out there, and when you break the camp, you just fill it all in. I mean, for one thing, if you're marching across the field and you're leaving trash and poop in your wake, it makes it very easy for the enemy to track you and follow you and start taking shots at you. So I don't know what is going on over there. You're going to love this one. As you know, the 7th Fleet has all of these scandals going on, ship rammings, bribery, and so forth. They've got a new one now. Over on the USS Ronald Reagan, 14 sailors in the nuclear reactor department are facing disciplinary action for using and distributing LSD. Now, 10 of the sailors have already been disciplined on LSD-related charges. Two sailors are in more serious trouble and are heading for a full-on court-martial for using, possessing, and distributing the LSD, and the Navy is looking at possibly charging three others as well. But the Navy is assuring us that the reactors remain absolutely safe and there was never any danger. Sorry, I am not buying that one. Knowing a little bit about how reactors work, yeah, somebody who's on a hallucinogen could very easily flip a few switches and push a few buttons and melt the reactor out through the bottom of the Reagan's hull. Major. Boy, the military just doesn't measure up to what they used to be. The United States is not ready to take on a military peer like Russia and China in a war right now. Okay, so moving right along here. Over in Ukraine, Kiev is preparing a chemical weapons attack, apparently on the border with Donbass. And they're concentrating near the line of contact with infantry combat vehicles and heavy mortars. Now, this is being reported by the Russian envoy to the negotiations in Minsk, Boris Gryslov. And what they're looking at here, of course, chemical weapons violations. But according to this Grislov, the Ukrainian military continues to register accurate shots, not only with small arms, but also with 82 and 120 millimeter caliber mortars and infantry combat vehicles. So they're definitely shooting up the place here. The United States has decided to hit Russia with more sanctions, and they've sanctioned 9 Russian entities and 3 individuals over the fact that Russia stole Crimea, which is, of course, a lie. That's not what happened. But the United States is imposing these new sanctions against 3 Russian individuals and 9 entities that are operating inside Crimea itself. And this was announced by the U.S. Special Representative for Ukraine Negotiations, Kurt Volker. The sanctions are on 3 individuals and 9 entities that are supporting Russia's attempts to integrate the Crimean region of Ukraine through private investment and private projects. Yeah, that's what countries do. And if Crimea was still part of Ukraine, I'm sure the United States would be doing exactly the same thing. And for one last time, no, Russia did not steal Crimea. Crimea held a referendum to break away from Ukraine following the U.S.-backed coup d'etat against Yanukovych and the installation of President Chocolate as the puppet ruler. Then Crimea held a second referendum to merge with the Russian republics, and that's exactly what happened. And it's perfectly reasonable that Russia would be putting investment into Crimea. They've certainly built that really nice bridge, connect Crimea directly to the Russian mainland. And so basically the United States is now setting its sanctions policy, saying nobody can do business anywhere in the world but us. You know, you will buy our military weapons, you will do business with us, we'll do the reconstruction. Anybody else tries to cut in on our action, we're going to hit them with sanctions. They're sounding more and more like the mafia. That's a nice country you got there. It'd be a terrible shame if something happened to it. Over in Yemen, the U.S.-backed troops have now taken control of the main road to Hodeidah port. And so at this point, it seems to only be a matter of time before Saudi and U.S. forces have control of Hodeidah and basically crank up the starvation blockade. Right now, the Yemenis are using snipers trying to keep the ground troops at bay. But they are definitely fighting a losing action. Now, over in Saudi Arabia, they have announced they're going to pay financial compensation to the family and the fiancé of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul by a Saudi hit squad on October 2nd. So here, we're going to give you a bunch of money, and that should make you happy, and everything should be all better. I don't think so, but the money will help. And basically saying there's no more information, their investigation hasn't found anything. There are now suspicions that at least part of Khashoggi's body was literally dissolved in acid to get rid of the evidence. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. Okay, tensions with China are heating up over the South China Sea and Taiwan, and Russia Today ran this article saying, you know, are we looking at China being the flashpoint for World War III? Everybody seems to agree World War III is on its way. It's just a question of where. I kind of wonder what the Las Vegas bookies are saying about that right now. We're going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're still looking at what's going on out at Thousand Oaks. And again, California has got some of the strictest gun laws in the country. And it all failed. It all failed because the focus is on the guns rather than what tripped this guy off. And it's known he was, had PTSD. And after he was done shooting up this bar, he shot himself. It's a classic pattern that we have seen in these prescription psychiatric drug-induced issues. So I'm looking through stories, basically trying to get a confirmation that he was on medication for his PTSD. But I would say it's almost a certainty that he was. All righty, getting on back to the news here. We were talking before the commercial about the ramping up of tensions with China over the South China Sea and the Taiwan question. And obviously in the media furor over the midterm elections, China kind of dropped off the screen, as it were. But the reality is the U.S. and China, they're on a collision path, both with the South China Sea and the Taiwan Strait. And in the last 2 months, the U.S. military has flown B-52 nuclear-capable bombers over these islands and carried out the so-called freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea, all of which are intended to be and are seen as provocations. There have been instances of U.S. warships sailing through the Taiwan Strait in support of Taiwan, which China considers to be part of the Chinese nation. Now, what's really interesting is the U.S. believes it should have freedom to navigate in the South China Sea, yet gets really upset when Iranian ships expect the same kind of freedom in the Persian Gulf. And we've seen that before. Oh, the Iranians there in the Persian Gulf, they must be up to something bad. There is a huge amount of hypocrisy coming out of the U.S. government here. Okay, Newt Gingrich is on the air right now on Fox and saying that really the public wants the government to get back to work on taking care of the nation, and they are not on board with a Democratic House of Representatives just spending all of its time with more investigations into the White House, into Donald Trump. And they're already talking about 2020. They're already talking about 2020 and how they need to get Donald Trump out because they don't have somebody they can run against him. Okay, over in North Korea, it looks like Kim Jong-un's patience is about run out, and North Korea is getting very angry with the United States. The talks are deadlocked, and tensions between the two countries are on the rise. And what it all comes down to is the fact that Kim Jong-un, following his meeting with Donald Trump, he made several gestures, including shutting down the nuclear test site, tearing down one of the rocket test stands, returning the remains of U.S. soldiers killed at the start of the Korean War. And then he sat back and waited for something to come back from the U.S., and it did not happen. And that's the deadlock. And Kim Jong-un has run out of patience, and he's saying, look, if you're not going to come to the table and back off the military exercises and back off at least some of the sanctions, then the deal is off and we're going to go back to making nuclear weapons. If I were Kim Jong-un, I would be on that phone to Moon Jae-in and say, let's wrap up this reunification deal right now. Let's just wrap it up. Get it going here. All right, so let's talk about the economic news here, because there is an elephant in the room, and no, I'm not talking about the Democrats or the Republicans, rather. It's the student loan debt, which is just growing and growing and growing. And basically, college, which in my day was about education and exploring new ideas, has been turned into a racket. Both because it's a liberal indoctrination center, and it's very expensive. The cost of college has soared way out of pace with the rate of inflation. Sources of financial aid have been cut off, forcing students to take out these student loans, which they take out because they're being told after graduation, you'll be in a high-paying job and you can pay off this loan in about 5 years. And, of course, they graduate and find out that's not going to happen. And nobody's dealing with it. It's still going on, and it's getting worse. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the economic news. And let's see here. The markets did not really have a great day. I mean, the Dow just barely squeaked back into the green. S&P and NASDAQ are down. We know there's a lot of manipulation going on in the stock market, and we understand, obviously, that as the Federal Reserve raises the prime rate, that makes the cost of money with which to play in the market much more expensive, and that discourages a lot of people. So there is definitely a link between the two. Now, Donald Trump is out there saying the Federal Reserve is the greatest threat to the U.S. economy. And he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. So Trump did this interview with the Wall Street Journal, and he singled out the Federal Reserve and its chairman, Jerome Powell, as the biggest threats to U.S. economic growth. And basically said that every time we, meaning the Trump administration, do something great, he ups the interest rates. Well, that's to be expected. The Federal Reserve is a privately owned bank, and they're in existence to make money for their stockholders. So every time the economy is going to start on an uptick, yeah, they're going to raise the rates and harvest off that profit. That's how it works. under private central banking. Now, had we stayed with the system that this country was founded on, for one thing, we wouldn't have this $21 trillion national debt. We'd have money that was actually intrinsically worth something. And the economy would be running more or less smoothly. So, you know, when they talk about growth, something you need to understand, when they talk about growth in the economy, what they're talking about is an increase in the total aggregate debt. They don't call it that because they want to use the word the growth because that sounds positive, like it's a good thing. The economy is growing. Doesn't that sound great? Heck yeah, that sounds wonderful. No, what they're talking about is you, the American people, are being plunged further and further into debt. That's what they mean when they say the economy is growing. Okay, now with regard to the trade war with China and the tariffs on the soybeans, China has just decided, well, yeah, we're not going to import soybeans from the United States anymore. And Russia has stepped on in. They're going to export their soybeans to China. And U.S. soybean farmers are going to be left with soybeans just sitting in the fields or sitting in warehouses, rotting away. So apparently Russia is looking to partially replace the United States, not only as the leading exporter of soybeans to China, but they're looking at other agricultural goods, including pork, rice, poultry, fish, as well as developing joint logistics projects. It's like I've been saying all along, with all these sanctions and tariffs and everything else, the global economic order is reforming itself, reconfiguring itself around the United States and disconnecting. Now, yesterday we were talking about how Iran's oil tankers, in order to try and evade U.S. sanctions, have turned off their trackers. Well, the United States State Department today is warning nations, saying, do not allow Iran shipping vessels into your territorial waters and ports. You know, we'll do bad things to you. If Iranian tankers come into your ports or transit through your waterways, this comes at great risk. It's a nice waterway you got there. Be a shame if something bad happened to it. You see the thinking that's going on inside the government. They really are thinking and acting and sounding like organized crime. Okay, well, as you know, this is the month of November, and at the end of the month, we celebrate Thanksgiving, even though the original Thanksgiving was actually a little bit earlier in the year at harvest time. The TSA, which is probably the second most hated federal agency, is predicting that this year's Thanksgiving travel will be unprecedented. They're expecting the busiest season on record. Thanksgiving is always a travel zoo. This is usually when families get together for the entire year, either Thanksgiving or Christmas. And so just take that into account when you're making your travel plans. And be safe. Just try and be safe. Now, Claire and I here in Hawaii, we can't get back to the mainland for either Thanksgiving or Christmas, but we do have FaceTime, which we really do like. And we call the family like every week. That's cool. That's fun. Get to look at the little kids growing up here. Over in Great Britain, Theresa May is imposing a new layer of secrecy on the Brexit legal advice. And so basically, the convention that legal advice to the cabinet is never published is enforced by the ministerial code. The ban has not halted successive demands for greater political openness. So May's decision to prevent cabinet ministers from seeing the full text of the Brexit guidance provided by the Attorney General, Geoffrey Cox, appears, however, to introduce an additional restriction on the circulation of information at the highest levels of governments. Translation, she has got something to hide. All right, we're going to take a phone call here from Mark in New York. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey there, Mike. Aloha. Thank you for taking my call. I had woke up this morning hearing the news about Costa and what happened. I saw him yesterday. I was really uncomfortable seeing the interaction. The visual of it was really bad. But I wanted to call and talk about boundaries and why maybe he should be suspended indefinitely. And as a little humorous thing, reminded me seeing it when I woke up too, when I was working in New York City. Rick Lazio came on the elevator with me, and I was thinking maybe I was stuck on the elevator in this tight space with him, and I was thinking maybe I should say something funny. But I thought to myself, better keep your mouth shut. But, you know, that reminded me about personal space and Hillary. And then I was just thinking about how this guy on the left, the way he was kind of brazen, he reminded me of Alex Jones, this Costa. You know, and Alex Jones had been berated. I think he just attacked or he touched Rubio recently, and shortly after that, or maybe just around that time, they started banning him. You know, and then this morning on the radio, the news guys, they're saying, oh, his mic. Now, if you walk, I guess, I assume he's a guest. And they kept saying they took his mic. I'm thinking that, no, it's their mic. He's a guest. I guess maybe the White House and the government does belong to the people. But he's there as to make questions, not like an Alex Jones thing, because that's something that Jones would do in my experience with him. And Jones, I've never seen or heard him attack a woman, or except Nancy Pelosi, I guess. But, you know, to manhandle a woman and grab that mic, that, again, it was a terrible visual. And, again, like if you go into a karaoke bar where you borrow a mic, if you grab a mic in a bar like that, the bouncer's going to pounce on you. But anyway, it was uncomfortable. And the other thing, again, it was boundaries. I was listening to the psychologist, Dr. Paul Dobransky, and he's like a men's movement guy. And he's in New York, and he has a thing called Mind OS that I've read a long time ago. But he talks about boundaries, that to be like a mature adult in anything, you got to set boundaries. You got to have some psychological boundaries where you open doors and close doors. And if somebody mistreats you wrong or something, it's perfectly natural and normal to say no. You set a boundary. And I think there was a boundary crossed with Costa. And he simply said no. And that's my argument for suspending him indefinitely, because this guy is pulling crap and they should just cut him off. And it's perfectly natural. I think he's in his right, because he's got to set boundaries for these guys that are just like this high school, you know, drinking lot or something, where they're all just like getting at him. And I thought he started calmly. He went through the facts, Trump, and then all of a sudden they just opened up. And then you see this thing where all of a sudden he's like, oh, here we go. And they start ripping him. And then they were accusing of bringing up that racist question, where I think he's right, where if you ask a racist question, you are a racist too. Your thinking is racist too. So I think he was right for saying that. And again, and then the other things I heard complain, I get a lot about people saying that he's a dope. Trump is a dope. He's stupid. He's a bull. And I always say online, well, evidently he's smarter than you, right? These armchair guys working their jobs. Trump somehow made it to the presidency, wiped the floor clean with umpteen bought and paid for GOP guys and so on, you know, and Hillary Clinton, definitely.
Yes.
And one other thing, if I may, was, you know, back when he, in 2016, and I bring this up because I hear it almost every week, that when I wanted to, I wanted to go down to the inauguration, but the 2 weeks before that, every day on the radio, three times an hour, they'd say, "Oh, there's going to be Antifa. There's going to be increased police presence. They're protesting outside his hotel." And I'm thinking, I wouldn't bring a family down there. Who's going to bring a family, take a day off, and drive down there, stay at Trump's hotel? and want to get involved and risk getting your kids injured or getting yourself injured walking out of the hotel with all that Antifa stuff. And that's and I still hear it. Oh, he lied about how many people showed up. I think there was influence in the media to prevent people to just to
It to look like he had a lot of people showing up. I mean, they were trying to scare people away from all of his rallies during the 2016 campaign. I mean, the media is clearly hand in glove with the liberal establishment. Again, on this particular issue with Acosta, I'm firmly on Trump's side. You know, he's the president. That's the White House press room. If somebody's behaving rudely, pulled the plug, pulled their press credentials, and, you know, I'm sure CNN will find something else for him to do.
And there's a boundary there set. There's a boundary where he put his foot in line and said it, and he asked him three times. And that, I thought he was a little bit abusive to this woman because she had to turn around real quick. She looks like she almost broke her neck, turning around to Trump, turning back to the guy, turning around again, wondering what to do, and he's like, no, no. He kept saying, I thought that was the rudest thing I've ever seen displayed in that. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to have to hunt down that video because I didn't actually see the exchange.
It's really
bad.
I want to hunt that down. I said, how can you get away with that with nobody's, especially the way they're always on Alex Jones, but about things like that. You'll see it. It looked very uncomfortable. And you can see how it kind of escalates. He starts off, he's like, I'll open up the questions. And there are a lot of people in the room. So I understand when he came down, like, I'd like to challenge you to this. And it didn't seem like the appropriate time. And a lot of the questions just repeat. They're not anything new. And also, kind of, you know, for that, right there in that room at that time, they kind of do their own thing. And they're...
Yeah, well, they're always pushing that same agenda, you know, and... is it racist for Trump to close the borders? They're just trying to find something negative that they can turn into a news story.
Yeah. And may I inject too, I wanted to call and talk about something like, I thought about like all the way out to the planets have borders or boundaries, right? It's called space. They're billions of years away, all the way down to the little cell in our bodies.
Yes.
Every little cell has this intelligent thing, has a boundary. It's a natural, to me, it seems it's a natural, universal thing that you have to, the way things have evolved over time, that you have to have some kind of boundaries, whether it be a border.
Well, you have to have a border that protects you. That's what a cell membrane is. It's protecting the inner workings of the cell from something that's outside. That's what our skin is doing as well. It's part of nature, and nations have borders to protect themselves from invasion or contagion or things like that. This idea of having no borders at all makes about as much sense as a building without any fire doors or a ship without any watertight hatches. You know, it's a recipe for disaster.
Dare I say it? Because they're saying, you know, the left is saying, oh, how can you? It's you know, it is unnatural to leave your borders or boundaries open for the Acostas of the universe to come in and start, you know, manhandling you, whatever, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at the video right now, and I'm going to put it up on the website next commercial break. Anything else, Mark?
Well, there are, but I don't have it organized. I just said the inauguration, and that was it. The illegal voting, you already covered that. Let me flip this over. That's it. The voting. Oh, maybe this. This one guy.
All right.
If you want, real quick, this electoral voting, when the state wins and it just all goes to one guy. Do you think it would make a difference if they went back where they split it up? Say, like down in Florida, where it's like all these electors are out in California? Because it looks like to me they're red districts there. Would that vote help the candidate instead of like giving it all to one?
Am I making sense? Different states have different rules. In some states, it's winner takes all. And in other states, the electors are divided up. based on what portion of the votes they had.
And do a day. So am I missing something in that the guy says he's not fully represented when they all get the votes? When the state goes to one guy, he feels like his vote isn't getting counted?
He's well, one, again, one vote, there are a lot of people who have different opinions over the Electoral College itself. We saw how it got hijacked in 2016 with the so-called superdelegates. There are convincing arguments why it should be done away with, or at least seriously, seriously changed to protect the power and authority of these smaller states and not let New York and California choose everything. Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you, Mark. We're going to let you go.
You're welcome.
We'll be back soon with another phone call after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I put up that video about the exchange between Trump and Acosta. So you can take a look at it and, you know, what happened with the staffer who tried to take the microphone. And I've got an update on that story about the Norwegian warship that got hit by a tanker. Apparently, it is in danger of actually sinking, which is going to be an expensive whoopsie there. Trey Gowdy, of course, is now the outgoing House Oversight Committee chairman, because the Democrats are now in charge of the House of Representatives, and they're going to want all these investigations to go away. But he's saying basically Mueller's going to come up blank. He's going to just come up completely, completely blank. Okay, now let's see. Here's a bizarre story. This is coming out of Government Slaves, saying that ex-New Jersey Governor Christie is on the short list to be the next U.S. Attorney General. Frankly, that's a bad choice. I think leave Whitaker there. I think you ought to leave Whitaker there. So, but again, he has to get through confirmation, and Trump is playing politics here. All right, getting on back to Great Britain. We were talking about Brexit. We're talking about the government secrecy here. Interestingly enough, as the open borders have gone on for all these years, living conditions all across Europe and Great Britain have deteriorated, and it's reached a point where some of the people who migrated to Europe and Great Britain are now returning home, because conditions are now worse in Europe and Great Britain than what they left behind. And apparently there's this family of a 21-year-old Romanian who was stabbed to death just 3 weeks after moving to Great Britain. They're returning home to escape London's epidemic of violence. It's become a very, very violent place. So thank you, open border people. When you import the third world into your country, you import third world problems. And that's exactly what has happened here. Okay, Donald Trump has basically neutered the Obamacare birth control coverage mandate, and he's tightening the regulations on all the plans covering abortion. And I think his thinking is quite simple. Pregnancy is not an illness, so why should insurance cover it? If you want to have a sex life, pay for your birth control. It's not that expensive. And if you do get pregnant, well, that's a lifestyle choice. It's not an illness. All right, we're going to take a break here for station identification. We'll be back with hour number three after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.